Boom Bird by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Ant Richards. The Wetland Watch had been widely advertised, so Jack was surprised when only 4 people came. He had spent the morning sweeping out the hide before going on his rounds and couldn't help but feel a small stab of disappointment at the low turnout. At other watching events, they sometimes had to turn people away, and the hides could easily accommodate 20 people. He supposed that a damp afternoon in March was not necessarily an enticing prospect, even for the most dedicated birdwatcher. The reed bed, 50 hectares of artificially created brown pools and uniform brown stalks, was not the easiest habitat to see anything in. Least of all, a brown bird that reacted to danger by trying to look like its reedy habitat, standing stock still, stretching up its neck and pointing its beak to the sky. Once they were inside the hide, Jack asked the attendees to introduce themselves. They were Olivia and her son Chris, and 2 middle-aged men, Malcolm and Francis. Malcolm and Francis were known to him, as they attended many Norfolk Bird Trust events. Olivia and Chris were new. Chris looked about 10, so was hopefully old enough not to make a noise or run off. Olivia was in her 30s, dressed in a tight-fitting jacket, her hair tied back in a loose ponytail. Jack put the kettle on and made everyone a cup of tea.
"Well then," said Malcolm, sipping his tea, "what are the chances of actually seeing a bittern?" "I'm not sure. It might be too much to ask, but we may hear the male. He's been quite..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?